The idea is to curb illegal activity in apartment complexes by helping property managers better screen potential tenants and engage with current ones. Lieutenant John Quigley is a commander in APD's community-oriented policing unit. He says APD just went to a training seminar and is working with managers to get the program off the ground here.
So we're trying to, you know, get them to work with us, you know, build that a stronger partnership, better communication, obviously, hopefully, at the same time, a reduction in crime.
The program is voluntary and includes three phases. First, police officers train property owners. Police then certify the complex, making sure it meets safety standards. Once that's complete, the complex holds a tenant crime prevention meeting, and at least one every year after, to be recertified. In exchange, the complex gets recognized by the police department as part of the crime-free multi-housing program, which can be used in advertisements and on signs within the property.
In the long term, it helps the apartment complexes not to turn over people and have a more stable community, because then they're not spending as much money getting apartments ready.
Quigley says Police Chief George Turner has to sign off on the policy. Other counties in the metro area have already adopted the policy, including Gwinnett and DeKalb. Brent Sobel is the director of Legacy Community Housing Corporation. He's the first in Atlanta to start the crime-free multi-housing training program.
People want to have a safe home, and when you have a safe home, you can have kids that can have a chance of growing up right. But community buy-in is absolutely one of the most important components to this.
APD says they hope to get the program up and running by the end of the year. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.